Welcome to the A1 Content Services Podcast. My name is John, and today we're going to talk about Google Analytics. Before we get started, I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the podcast. This is a Happy New Year episode, so hopefully your New Year's celebration went well and everybody is healthy. And if you want additional information, you can always head over to my website at www.a1contentservices.com. And there I have a bunch of articles written about SEO and digital marketing. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about some of the software, or if you hear me mention anything in the podcast, like some company I might partner up with, you can always visit a1contentservices.com/partners for all of that information in one place. Let's get started. So we're going to talk about Google Analytics today, and the main reason I want to bring it up is because even when you have your website built and you are starting to get content on there, or you're posting links to your social media so that you can get some traffic, Google Analytics is there to show you whether or not what you're doing is actually working. And it does not matter what kind of marketing campaign you have, how long you've been doing marketing, or how much money you spend on marketing. If you have no idea if it's being effective for your business, it doesn't really pay. So in order to find out if your marketing dollars are going to the best place, being able to track your return on investment in any marketing campaign can actually transform your business. From one that spends time and money on marketing and only seems like they think it's working, to a business that actually knows what the marketing campaign is doing for the business. And that makes a big difference on the bottom line. Before we can get into how to use Google Analytics to track your marketing campaigns, we have to know what it even means to add tracking to your campaigns. You may have noticed with your days on the internet that links that are really long and have a bunch of jumbled up encrypted numbers and letters in them, those are actually tracking links. You still get to go where you want to go, but on the back end, the webmaster gets to see where you came from and other valuable information that they can use to adjust their marketing campaigns, which is what you also want to do, which is why you're listening to this episode today. So those tracking codes are called UTM tracking codes, and those are added to the end of any link just about anywhere on the internet, and they can show up in a variety of ways. There's very simple ways to track your links, and there's very complex ways to track your links. So the next time you click on a link on mobile or in a browser on your desktop, check the link on the landing page and just see what's all there and really learn how that company might have used tracking to watch those links specifically. In just about every single case, anything that you see after a question mark in a URL is going to be a tracking code. And Google makes it pretty simple. The bare basics of a tracking code can be a simple question mark with a couple words after it. And on the Google Analytics side of it, it will show that tracking link as a landing page. And then you can see where you put that link and who clicked on it and if it was effective for your marketing at all. But I just really wanted to talk more about how watching your Google Analytics can really help your business in the beginning. Once you have your website built and your Google Analytics installed, it's going to take a few days for the analytics to really start tracking all the data that's coming, and it's going to depend on how much traffic that you get to your website. The information is very valuable, but you're not really going to see that much unless you wait at least 30 days. So if you've been poking around in your Google Analytics at all, you get to kind of see where you can navigate to within the system and see how Google shows traffic through your links, through your homepage, and things like that. It might seem overwhelming at first, but this information is going to be very valuable to your digital marketing strategy once you get going and you start to see the traffic build to your website. One thing I like to mention for local people is that when they're going to create content for their local business websites, you can really track what location the traffic is coming from and whether or not that location-based content is really valuable to your business at the time. So using Google Analytics for your digital marketing campaigns and how to track them is going to tell you three valuable things. Which campaign URL was clicked on, what they did when they got to your website after they landed on the landing page, and then what goal they completed, if you have one set up, once they got to your website through that campaign URL. A goal can be something as simple as a newsletter sign up, your average time on the website, which indicates how long people were digging around in your information, which is good. phone calls from your website and other complex things that can be set up and really dig into, like, your sales funnel and those types of things. Of course, it's going to make a difference as to what your website is for. If it's for information or for selling, the goals and the campaign tracking that you set up is going to be two different things completely. So for a quick example, I'm just going to use like a plumbing company in a local area, and say they want to set up a marketing campaign on Facebook or on Google, and they start to track those campaign links with UTM tracking codes. Like, say if you put your campaign on Facebook, your source is going to be Facebook, and then your media might be ad, and then the content might be blog post. So now anybody that clicks on that link, you'll know it was the ad that you created or the content that you created with those UTM tracking codes. And then you can track if that link was effective, if they were to travel through your website, hit the landing page, go through a bunch of other pages after that, and then possibly complete a goal. For me, I would set up a goal to contact me. So if they're looking for plumbing services in the area and they want a free quote on how to replumb their bathroom that's upstairs, I'm going to set up a goal to track that campaign. And if they get all the way to my website, they find the quote form, they fill it out, and they send it, that's my goal completion. Now I know that the link that I sent out either to Facebook or Google and was tracked for that campaign with those UTM parameters brought a person into my website, they found my quote form, they filled it out, and they sent it, and I got a possible lead out of it. That tells me that marketing campaign is effective. Now, if that campaign is going to run for 30 days, you might get 10 people that sign up and complete that goal, which is really good, and you might get just the one. So you really have to decide what's important to your business and what's going to be valuable on the other end of that campaign to determine whether or not your money that was spent is well spent. If you're just going to post on Facebook and you're just hoping to get more website traffic, then your goal might not be to fill out a form. Your goal might be for anyone that visited more than three pages on your website. Things like that can all be tracked, and you're still going to find value in those campaigns. And one of the best things that you can do is you can overlap these campaigns on top of one another, and it does get more complex. But if you start with the people that are coming to your website and visiting more than three pages, you might continue marketing in another way to get those people to come back to your site or then fill out a quote form. So you can kind of piggyback the goals and piggyback your campaign tracking to really get into the depth of your visitors. And that's really where the value of Google Analytics campaign tracking really comes into play. So before we get into the next part of Google Analytics and why it's important for your small business, I want to just take a few seconds to visit with a sponsor. And right afterwards, we'll talk about in Google Analytics where you can find all your campaign information so that you can actually track your campaigns and learn from them at the same time. I'll be right back. Okay, so thank you for listening to our sponsor of today's episode, and now we're going to dig into where within Google Analytics you can find your campaign information. I know that Google Analytics can seem very complicated at first, but along the left side of your screen, you can see a variety of options to click on. Of course, if you poke around in here for 5 or 10 minutes, you should be able to find your campaign information, but just to keep it simple, I'm going to have you go to Acquisition, Campaigns, and then All Campaigns. And as long as you have your date range set up properly, this is going to show you a variety of things. First off, it's going to show you how many people visited your website from that campaign that was being tracked, how many pages on average they visited while they were on your site as a total, and the bounce rate and conversion rate from that campaign, and then the last thing that they show you is the length of time that person spent on your site. So each campaign will be broken down here, and you'll be able to see which one is more effective based on what your goal is for the campaign in the beginning. Now, if you set up goals properly within Google Analytics, under conversions, you're going to see your goals listed there. It doesn't matter if it's one goal or 40 goals. You can see the drop-down menu will show you your goals, and then they will show you the conversion rate for each of those campaigns as well. If you see zero conversions, it's probably because there weren't any, or your goal may not have been set up properly. Now, if you've never set up a Google Analytics goal, you can easily just contact me and I'll set up the first goal for you. And then from there, you can kind of learn how the goals are built and then build more goals on top of that. So if you just want to go to a1contentservices.com and click on the contact us button, and from there, I can help you set up your first goal. Now you can see all your campaigns there on the left. You can click on each individual campaign to get additional information about each one, but mainly in that all campaigns section, because most likely you're not going to have more than one running at a time. You can see all the information you need on that campaign, and you can track it day to day, hour to hour. Google Analytics will update regularly, and you'll be able to see what's happening with that UTM based tracking link that you set up. The more you use that link and the more you post it out on the internet, either on Facebook or other social media or on your email newsletter, the more information is going to get added to that tracking area for that specific campaign. So make note of the UTM tracking codes if you want to reuse the link, and you can just keep gathering information along the way. Typically for each new marketing campaign, or even sometimes for a different month, I like to change up the UTM parameters so that I can track specific things, and I'm pretty rarely going back and using the same UTM tracking codes specifically, mostly because marketing campaigns change throughout the year and you're going to want to track what's new about the marketing campaign so that you can differentiate it from the first marketing campaign you ran versus the second one and see which is actually going to be better for you. Now, once you've been running Google Analytics for a while and you've really gathered up a bunch of information, I would say 3 to 6 months at least, Google allows you to export that information into a Google spreadsheet, and there you can see all the information you need about all the campaigns that you ran and the results of them. So being able to see what your top pages are during that time frame and other things like that is very valuable to your small business. So with all that being said, installing Google Analytics on your website is very important because you're able to see a lot more stuff on the back end than what you think you're seeing on the front end. And it's surprising to me, all the clients I talk to who believe they get their most traffic on a Sunday or their campaign for Christmas was the best one of the year. And it's really just what they believe. And when they show them the numbers and you show that it was actually opposite or it didn't really work that way, you really get some surprised looks on their faces when they think about all the money they spent on a marketing campaign that they weren't tracking to begin with. So everything looks really good on the outside, but when you dig into the actual analytics, you can really open up that onion and peel away every single layer to find out what was effective and what wasn't. It just makes the most sense when you're spending money on a marketing campaign. In terms of marketing, for me, I like to use search engine optimization as a free way to get traffic to the website. And your marketing campaign doesn't have to be something you're putting money on. You can also use the goals and the Google Analytics for all campaigns to track your SEO efforts as well. So being able to put links within your blog posts or on your content pages that link to other links, and you can track those as well. That way you can tell when someone comes to your landing page, they click on a specific page, and they go to another page from that page. So all that will show up in Google Analytics, and you can kind of see how a user is stepping through your website and find out all the steps that they're taking, all the information they're gathering before they possibly send in a quote request form. So again, all that can be very valuable to your business, and it does not have to be anything you're putting money behind. For SEO campaigns, the ROI, your investment, is actually the time you're putting into the SEO campaign. Your business website is pretty important to your business, whether it's informational or it's e-commerce and you're actually selling on it. But if you don't know where the traffic is going once it gets to your website, you cannot fine-tune anything about your website. Google Analytics makes that extremely easy to see on the back end. And even though it looks complicated when you first get in there, once you start digging around and you find yourself the comfortable places you like to go to, you can really see the information. You're going to see your website from a different point of view once you see those numbers. I guarantee it. Other cool numbers that you can check out in your Google Analytics include things like whether or not your visitors are brand new to your website, or whether they're returning. So now you can tell if there's additional customers coming back to your website, maybe for more information, and how many times they're going to visit before they send in that quote form. That's also very valuable. Just like the frequency. Seeing the frequency and how often people come to your website during a campaign or during the week or which days they tend to show up on your website before they send in that quote form or that they click that phone number to call you is also pretty valuable. So you can kind of see whether or not people are taking steps very quickly on your website or they are hunting around for information and possibly can't find it and heading back to Google to check out other search results. So that's really invaluable to you. That way you know how long people are spending on your site before they're getting the information they need. So that's all information that you can dig around in to find out. And of course, it's based on the goals that you have. If you don't really care how long people spend on your site before they take an action, then it doesn't really matter. If you need someone to contact you immediately because they have a plumbing emergency, you're going to want that quote form right on the homepage or at least a button that tells the person to get there. So in two steps or less, they're contacting you. And you're able to get business out of that. Another thing that I like about being able to have Google Analytics on the back end of a website is that you can see real-time traffic. So if you have a campaign that's going to launch, say, January 1st after the brand new year and everybody's excited to be home doing nothing and working off that hangover and they're on the internet and you run a Facebook campaign and you can sit on Google Analytics and watch the real-time traffic just flow in and all the numbers are right there for you and you can take all that data and eat it up and learn how effective your marketing campaign is or isn't. So seeing real-time traffic is really good for short-term campaigns if you really want to just watch them and dial them in as they go. Or it's actually really good for that time when you just need to see some data and it's populating all real time. So you can get your data fixed real quickly by clicking on the real time tab in Google Analytics. It can be kind of fun to do that once in a while. And finally, being able to compare everything that's happening this week to a historical period is the number one thing that will tell you in Google Analytics whether or not your website, your campaign, anything that you've done for your business online is effective. So when you can compare the previous 7 days to these same 7 days last year, if you want to run like a seasonal campaign, that's a great tactic. If you're running like an SEO campaign and you just want to compare this month to the month that you started the SEO campaign to see if it's effective, that's a great thing to look at. Google Analytics really just lets you take any amount of time and really compare it to another period in the past. And that's kind of effective and that's really good for the data for your website. You need to know what is happening and what has happened and if you improved. If you don't know, then what are you doing? So I think I'm going to end this episode here and it's really just about getting analytics on your website and the different ways that it can help you. Of course, it can get way more complicated and each campaign can be even more complex than the next. But I've dug into Google Analytics for the last 20 years now, and it's really become a tool that I use for just about every single website I've ever worked on. And without it, I'm not really sure how I would be able to, you know, effectively track my SEO efforts or my email newsletters or anything like that. So it's a very valuable thing. If you're looking for a way to track your campaigns and don't have analytics set up, you can contact me at a1contentservices.com/contact-me and I will walk you through the process or for a small fee I can set it up for you and you won't have to worry about it at all. So thank you for listening. I hope you got something out of this episode and if you did, let me know on Twitter or Facebook and we'll continue the discussion there. Subscribe to my podcast so that you know when there's new episodes, and I will talk to you again next week. Happy New Year.